Thanks. I'm going to do one last song for you. And before I do, I want to thank Studio Joe for hosting this and John Cooley and Rock City Frets for sponsoring. And thank all of you for coming out and listening. I hope you're enjoying it. The last song is going to take a little bit of explanation, especially for the guitar players out there. But I suppose others will wonder what the heck's going on as well. And the story starts with a singer-songwriter named David Wilcox, who's one of my favorites. And went to one of his concerts. In fact, the first time I saw him in concert, I went with the singer from my old band. And in the car on the way there, my buddy Greg, the singer, who had seen him before, asked me, he said, you know, David puts two capos on his guitar sometimes. Can you tell me why he does that? Now, at that time, I was young and rather foolish, and I was the type of person who hated to admit that I didn't know the answer to anything. So if I didn't know, I made it up. And I was so good at making some things up that I believed them. And this was one of those cases, because I thought about it for a second, and I said, yes, I can tell you why he does that. It's because sometimes when you put a capo on the guitar way up high, it might pull the strings sharp because it's, you know, putting more tension on the strings up here. So what he's probably doing, Greg, is that he's putting one here to kind of reduce the tension on the strings, and then he's putting a second one up here so that they don't get pulled sharp. And Greg says, oh, okay, that makes sense. You know, and I bought it too. I said, yeah, that makes sense. It's probably what happened. Now, the thing with a capo, of course, is it just shortens the fretboard. It's like a movable nut. So anything you do on this side isn't going to make any noise. If I'm playing here and fingering on this side, nothing happens. Doesn't change the note. Well, so everything's good until the concert, and David Wilcox finally takes out two capos, puts them on the guitar, and he's playing the song, and everything's fine. And then suddenly he moves his hand and he's playing something between the two capos, which shouldn't be possible if my explanation was true. Now, Greg was a singer, but he wasn't stupid, so he turned to me and he said, Jim, what now? And I couldn't think of anything. So I had to admit that I didn't know, and I approached David Wilcox after the show and asked him. I said, you know, I saw the songs that you do with two capos. How are you doing that? And this was back before they made specialized capos, and what he was doing was cutting the padding of the capo so that certain strings could pass through underneath, but he still had the full length of the capo, so it was hidden to the audience. And now they make short capos, like these up here, that only cover certain strings, and you can see that's going on. And I said, oh, that's a really neat idea. So of course I ran home, started cutting up all of my capos, and playing around with them. And I have this wise guy streak in me, so I decided to throw all of them on there at the same time and see what happened. And I guess it was just fortune that a song fell out of the guitar when I did this. So I'm going to explain the setup a little bit, and then I'll play the song for you. It's the tuning that I'm in is dadgad, first of all, and then I take a regular capo that covers all the strings on the second fret. And then I take another capo that's got a notch so the sixth ring only will pass through, and I put that on the fourth fret. And then I take this little guy, but it will only cover three strings. It's going to cover strings 5, 4, and 3. I'm going to throw that on the 9th fret. Now, when I did this the first time, it did take a couple of adjustments to get the capos in a spot that sounded nice. But then once I had the capos in the right spot, I wrote the song and basically the amount of time it took to play it. So I feel bad about taking credit for it because it kind of just, like I said, came out of the guitar. And David Wilcox is one who always says, you know, listen to your guitar because it has some songs in it if you just listen closely enough, and I think this might be one of those cases. Now, I have had guitar players, I know some of you might be saying, you know, Jim, you could play this song the same way if you just took this capo off and moved these two down two frets, because this one's just on there for show, really, or to change the key. And, you know, I agree, but then I wouldn't be using three, and the name of the song, the name of the song is Trinity. And, of course, you know, the other thing that happens once I do this, what do you think? My friends say, okay, Jim, on your next album, I want you to use 4. No, not going to do it. So anyway, and this song, if you watch closely, you'll see that I'm going to be playing in between all of the capos. There are going to be times where I'm playing on both sides of a capo at the same time, and there are times where I have to fret notes that are on the same fret as the capo, and those are actually the hardest ones to hit because you have to share space with the little metal thingy there. So this is called Trinity, and a really neat thing happened with the song is it started off as a gimmicky show thing, and I didn't even plan on recording it, and threw it on the album at the last minute. And one neat thing that happened is I hadn't really listened to the song because all I could think about is, yeah, I'm using three capos and it sounds kind of cool. But what happens when the album came out, people who didn't know anything about guitar, didn't know there were three capos on there, thought it was just a beautiful song. So I listened to it again, and I said, oh, yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad, because I couldn't get past the capo thing. I hadn't really listened to it. So it became popular as both a visual gimmick and a nice listening tune. So this is Trinity. And again, thanks for coming out tonight. Thanks for coming out.